All right, well, we're at Lectionary at Lunch, and it's good to see the big crowd here, but I won't ask too many hard questions for you. We are doing the lessons for Pentecost 6 upcoming, and the Old Testament lesson then is Amos chapter 7, beginning at verse 7. So we're going to be doing verses 7 through 15 of Amos 7, and this is the third of Amos's visions. Remember, he had a series of five visions in this part of the book. In the first two, after the vision, Amos pleaded on behalf of the people that Yahweh forgive, and in both cases, Yahweh nichamed, he relented from the evil. But this particular oracle marks the change in that here Yahweh does not do that, all right? And he'll kind of give the reasons why, all right? So we're going to start then with verse 7, work our way through 15. Ko hirani, vehine Adonai nitzav al chomar anak, u veyado anak. Thus he showed me, okay, and remember this is Yahweh showed Amos, all right? So notice kind of the prophetic experience as he is describing it here as this series of visions. That hirani is the hifil from ra'ah. All right, third masculine singular. So thus he showed me, and look, hine, something surprising is going to follow. That's what this usually signals, something surprising or unexpected. And that's, of course, what you get in the visions. Adonai was standing. This is the niphal from Natzav, all right, a participle. And you're going to see a series of participles throughout in these kinds of descriptions, very frequently follows a hine phrase, all right, because hine marks visual perception of something. So notice you're going to translate it with an English progressive tense. And look, Adonai was standing on a wall of Anak. Now here's one of the most difficult words to interpret, I think, in the entire book, normally translated as a plumb line. And so notice chomat is in construct, standing on a wall of a plumb line. Most translators understand then as a plumb-lined wall, namely a wall that's vertical or straight. So you'll see, like, I think NASB translated as a vertical wall or something. That's probably as close as we can get here. Although the history of interpretation, if you look at this word, there's a lot of different suggestions for it. All right. I think the idea being then that it compares Israel to a vertical wall, Israel being a wall that's not in plumb anymore. I mean, it's twisted and bowed, okay? So Adonai was standing on a plumbed wall or vertical wall, and in his hand was the anak, was the plumb line, all right? Verse 8, Vayomer Yahweh Eli, ma'ata roe Amos, va'omar anak. Vayomer Adonai, hineni sham, sam, anak bekerav ami Yisrael. Lo osif od avor lo. Here's where his words take a more ominous turn. Then Yahweh said Eli to me, what do you see, Amos? Notice roe as another participle. All right, in this simple question, what do you see, Amos? And I said, an anak, plumb line. And Adonai said, hineni. Here it comes. Look, sam anak. So look I, hineni, look I am setting, from this is a participle call from seem, I am setting an anak, a plumb line, bekerav ami Yisrael, in the middle of my people Israel. Now he doesn't let the other shoe drop, but you can suspect the picture that he wants you to get is, when I put this line, notice Israel is not vertical, all right? So look, I am putting or setting an anak in the midst or in the middle of my people Israel. Not will I add again to pass over for him. Okay, I want you to look at this construction grammatically. Notice you have the, first of all, that word osif is a hifil finite verb from yasaf. All right, it means to add. So it's a hifil imperfect. Whenever you see a hifil imperfect of asaf, look for the infinitive construct, all right? Because this is a very common idiom in Hebrew. Avor is the infinitive construct call, which means to pass over, All right, so literally it's, or very woodenly, it's, I will not add again to pass over. But in English, notice that the OC functions as an adverb, and you would make the infinitive a finite verb. So you would translate, I will not ever again pass over. And now I would translate this lo as a kind of a dative of advantage, pass over for him or for his advantage. And namely, it means I'm not going to forgive him anymore, okay? So I will never again, we're going to see this same construction in just a couple verses. So you get a good practice with this idiom that occurs all over the place. Lo sif od avor lo, I'm not ever again going to forgive him, pass over for him. All right, so that's very different than we've seen before. Now he continues, verse 9. Venashamu bamot yischak, u'mikdashe Yisrael yecheravu. Vikamti al Beit Yarav Am Bacharev. And the high places, Bamot, the high places of Isaac, Yitzchak, the high places of Isaac will become desolate. This Nashamu is from Shamam, to be desolate, to be destroyed, and it's a Nifal, Vav plus perfect. All right, so notice that he's giving his pronouncement here. So the high places of Yitzchak will become desolate. And the Mikdashe Yisrael and the sanctuaries, the Mikdash, see Mikdashim, the sanctuaries of Israel, Yecheravu, will again become deserted. From Charav means to be dried up. Here's a call again, imperfect form. So notice that the Shamam and Charav occur in parallel here, kind of saying the same thing. Okay? Vekamti, and I will rise over the house of Jeroboam. This Vekamti is, of course, a call from Qum, first common singular, from Qum. And I will rise over the house of Jeroboam with Charev, with a sword. All right. Verse 10. Vayishlach Amatziah Kohen Beit El, El Yar Yar Ve'am Melech Yisrael Lemor, Kasher Alech Amos Bekerev Beit Yisrael, Lo to kol ha'aretz lahakil et kol devarav. Then, now notice we're starting kind of a different scene here. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent vayishlach. See, so then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Kashar alek Amos. Amos, kashar means to conspire. Amos has conspired against you. So notice how he is interpreting the words of the prophet. Yes, he's spinning it. Okay, he has conspired against you, Kashar, in the middle of the house of Israel. So namely, you know, you go into the northern territory, into the stronghold, right in the middle of the people, and conspire against the king, not really wise, all right? The land is not able to call, or will not be able. This is from the root yakal. It's a call imperfect. The land will not be able, lehakil, to endure. Hifil, infinitive construct from kul, not a very common word. You could also translate it as, the land will not be able, or is not able, to contain all devarav, his words. Can't endure, can't bear up against it. Okay? Verse 11, Kiko Amar Amos, for thus says Amos, Bacherev Yamut Yaravam, Ve Yisrael, look at this, Galo Yigla Me'al Admato. Thus says Amos, by the sword Jeroboam will die, Yamut. All right, so by the sword will die Jeroboam. And Israel, Galo Yigla. Notice that galo is the infinitive absolute, followed by a call finite verb gala. Here it means to go into exile. So notice how I translate, and Israel will certainly go into exile. So notice it's a strong affirmation of the truth of what Amos is saying. So it's not maybe, but Israel Israel will certainly go into exile, me'al admato, from off his land. Okay? Verse 12, Vayomer Amatziah el Amos, then Amaziah said to Amos, Chozalek berach leka el eretz Yehuda. Choza is the word for seer. Participle here used as a substantive. Choza, roe, navi are all synonyms. Choza, roe, navi. The navi is the one you're most familiar with, but here you would translate it as a seer, one who sees. Okay, so Amaziah said to Amos, O seer, lake, go. This is an imperative call from Halak. Go, barachlika, free for yourself. We probably say flee for your life, another imperative here. See, barachlika, okay, flee for yourself to the land of Judah. Ve'akol, and eat, again a call imperative, and eat there lechem. See, and eat your food there. Okay, v'sham, and there tinave, prophesy. There you should prophesy. This is a nifal from Nava, nifal imperfect, all right? And the verb occurs mainly in the nifal or in the hit pael with kind of overlapping meaning. So you wouldn't translate this with any passive tense. It just means to prophesy, all right? So notice you have the word choza and also the word Navi here. All right, this is, of course, we're entering a pretty famous section in the book of Amos, all right? Verse 13. Uvedel lo tosif od lehinave, ki mikdash melech hu uvet mam lakahu. And at the house of Bethel, here's that same construction again. Do not add again to prophesy. Right? We would say, and in Bethel or at Bethel, do not ever prophesy again. Again, the lehinave is a nifal infinitive construct. The nifal finite imperfect was at the end of verse 12. Here's the infinitive construct. So at Bethel, do not add again to prophesy, or do not prophesy ever again. Okay? For the sanctuary of the king it is, the Mikdash Melech, it is the sanctuary of the king. Right? And the seat of his kingdom it is, or the house of his kingdom it is. All right? So notice how Bethel has both a religious and political place of prominence in Israel. Okay, now here's Amos's famous words, verse 14. Vayaan Amos. This Vayaan is a call, imperfect vav consecutive from Ana to answer. Then Amos answered, Vayomer el Amatziah, and said to Amaziah, here comes, Lo Navi Anoki, Velo Ven Navi Anoki, Ki Boker Anoki, U Voles Shikmim. All right? Not a prophet am I. See, not a Navi am I. And not a prophet's son, a Ben Navi am I. Ki, certainly a Boker. Remember that you probably learned the noun cattle from this. Here it's the participle. Two participles very commonly used to refer to professions. So a rancher, we'd say, or a herdsman. Okay. Certainly I'm a rancher am I, and a boles shikmim. Again, kind of unsure what this means, but shikmim refers to the sycamore figs. So boles is one who cuts them or one who tends them. See, so a tender of figs or a dresser of figs or something like that. All right. Now notice that this can be interpreted in two ways. I'm not a prophet or the son of a prophet. One of the ways is that I'm not like the professional prophets who come and are kind of sycophants to the king and give them what they want to hear. Being a prophet is not my profession, wasn't my family's profession, all right? You could also, though, translate it as what he is now. In other words, you could translate like this. He said to Amaziah, I was not a prophet. And I was not the son of a prophet, but I was a vine dresser, namely, hey, this is what I was doing, but God called me, so here I am. See, either way, it's talking about his authority kind of thing. Yeah, see? So, and notice the grammar kind of allows both, okay? Verse 15 is the last verse of the text here. Vayikacheni Yahweh me'achare hatzon, vayomere lai Yahweh, Lake Hinave El Ami Yisrael. Yahweh took me from Lakach, call imperfect. But Yahweh took me from Acharei Hatzon, from behind the flock. And he said to me, and Yahweh said to me, Lake, go, Hinave, prophesy. Here's the imperative Niphal from Navah. So you get a nice Niphal paradigm here from Navah here, all right? Go prophesy to my people, Israel. All right, so notice that's what he says here. Notice it's a very interesting thing about the authority of the Word of God and what it does to people. If you're going to preach a sermon, that's kind of one thing to focus on this text. Notice Amos brought God's message kind of in thick and thin to the people as God had told him to do it. And you see, and you notice that he, as he stands there at the end of this passage, he says, hey, you know, I was just a cattle guy, and Yahweh took me from behind there and told me to prophesy. And so that's what I'm doing. And I'm speaking his word, so to speak. And his word has this authority behind it that everyone kind of realized. I mean, notice that Amaziah even realizes, hey, the land can't endure his words. So you get a sense of the power that the word of God has and how threatening it can be for good or evil to people. So that would be a good direction, especially as you see the visions turn from Yahweh relenting to this vision. He's not going to relent. The destruction is going to come here. So very good. All right. Thank you very much. Okay.